Okay, everybody, hope all is good. Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav. We're here at Lamed Hey Amud Beis, about 10 or 15 lines up. Also, Chazazis, we're starting off with the psulim of an esrog, the physical blemishes that would make an esrog no good. So the first thing we said in the Mishnah, that also Chazazis is possible. If it has bumps, if it has discolorations, if it has like spots, not tzaras, but if it has like different discoloring bumps, so then it is no good. So Rav Chisda, Davar Zeh, Rabbeinu HaGadol Amru, this is our great Rebbe said, Amakam Yev Ezra, again, HaKosh Baruch should bless him. Lo Shanu, again, we had this before in the Masechta, Rav Chisda is talking about Rav. Lo Shanu El B'makom Echad, right? That is only if it's in one place. Al Mishnayim Shlosh Makom was kosher. If it's two or three places, so then, that it had these discoloring bumps, so then it is kosher. So Amalei Rava, should that be Rava? Amalei... no, it doesn't. I'm not sure. Okay, Amalei Rava Adrava. Says no. What are you talking about? Shnayim Shlosh Makomos Havalei Kamenumar. Right, what do you mean? If you have discolorations and bumps in two different, three different places, that's going to be like a spotted esrog, and that's going to be no good, right? Impossible. That's going to be no good. Sukmar says Elei Itmar. No, really, if it was said a Seifa Itmar. Really, this statement was said about the Seifa Amiuto Kosher. That if it is, what do we say? That if you have the spots on the minimal. The minority of the esrog, and not the majority, then it's kosher, and that's when Amar of Chista, the Rezer, Rabbeinu Gadol Amar, Hamakom Yev Ezro, Loshna Elav Hamakom Echad, that it's only going to be kosher, excuse me, if the spots are in one place, Abba B'Shnayim Mishloshim Makombos, but if it's in a bunch of places, then Havilei Kemenumar, then it's going to be like it's spotted, Upasol, and then it's no good. Amar Rav, and Rav says, V'alchot Ma'afil B'mashu Nami Pasol. Rav just adds that if it's the spots are on the chutem, if it's on the, it literally means the nose, but the top of the esrog, even if there's a little bit, so then it is pasul. Again, a different discussion in the Rishonim what the chutem is, but Rashi says it's the upper, what's it called? If you look at the upper top, the upper part, I'm just trying to find the Rashi, right? It doesn't really give, yeah, if you look at Rashi and the chutmo, right, but Ovi, Gavahu, with the thickness of the top of it, Shem Mishafea Misham Viore the Tzadarosh, that goes down, that again, if you're looking at the Esrog upside down, right, the top part of the Esrog, right, towards the Pito, right, basically Rashi is describing the incline that starts when the Esrog starts declining or inclining, whatever you call it, towards the Pito. Other Rishonim talking think it's much higher, right, only towards the Pito. Okay, either way. Definitely people are careful if you ever see somebody inspecting the top of the esrog, so that this is why. Okay. Natla pitamo, pitmaso, if the pitam is gone, so then that's no good. We said, Tana Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar said, Nitla buchnaso. Right, another way to say it, that it was the buchna and not the pitam. Discussion again also whether this is just another way to refer to the pitam, or if it's actually referring to the oketz, or other parts in the esrog. Okay, right. Other different explanations in terms of what Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar is saying. Niklaf, let's say it was peeled, so then it's no good. Rav says, "Hi, egrosa de iglid ke ahina sumka kshera." If the peel was what's it called? If it was peeled off, and then you end up with the red part of the fruit, meaning because the inside, and it looks like a reddened red fruit, so then kshera, it is kosher. The Gemara says, Ivan Antana, Nikla Pasol, then we say in our Mishnah that if it's peeled, it's no good. The Gemara says, Lokasha, ha, bechula, ha, b'mitzasa. That's all. If the entire thing was peeled, so then it's okay, even because, you know, again, but you still have, right, the entirety of the fruit. But b'mitzasa, if it's only part of it was peeled, so Rashi says that it's like a menumar, right? Then it's like it was spotted, and then it is no good. The other Rishonim say the opposite, meaning that it's no good if it was entirely peeled, and it is good if some of it is peeled. Okay, fine. That's a whole discussion in Rishonim as well. And again, we're not learning this up the halacha, right? Learning these halachos, right? Obviously, would take many weeks, if not months. But in the Daf Yomi type of limud, right, definitely don't take anything with halacha. Use this as a jumping point to learn the halachos, this sukkahs. Okay. Nistak Nikev, let's say it was, Nistak means it was split. Nikev means it was, there's a hole in it, there's a puncture. So Tane Ula Bar Chanina, Nikev Nekev Mefulash. If the hole goes straight through the esrog, so then Bemashu, then regardless of the size, right, if you can see from one side to the other, right, then regardless of the size, then it's no good. V'sheinu Mefulash, but if the hole is does not go all the way through, then B'ki Isser, then an Isser is a type of coin. Right, that's already that when the hole is the size of the coin, then it is no good. But smaller than that, it is okay. So Gemara says, "By Rava, Rava wants to know the following shaila: Nuldu be'esrog simanim treif amahu. Let's say you had a very strange shaila. Let's say you had simanim of a treifa. A treifa obviously is an animal that will not live much longer and has some sort of problem. Let's say in its lungs or in other organs. So in that case, a shechita done on that animal is no good. Let's say the esrog has similar." Simanim. Like it has some sort of defect. So the question is the esrog no good? So Gemara says, "My coming by what kind of question is that?" Right? Niklaf, if what's going on in this esrog that has simani trefa? Right? If it's peeled, so then tanina, we learned that in the Mishnah, it's no good. Nistak, if it's split open, okay, tanina, we learned in the Mishnah. Nigev, if there's a hole in it, let's say just like you know, you have a puncture in the lung or something, so tanina, we learned in the Mishnah. Right, and we know it's no good. So what's the deal? So keep coming by late. The question was Kedeula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, like this: Reya shenishpacha kikidon kshera. If you can pour a lung like a bottle, and if you can use it as a bottle, right? A lung, right? It has, if you look at inside the lung, right? There is, you know, you can, there are these tubes, right? The bronchial tubes, I think they're called, right? So if you can pour a lung. The question here is that the you're able to use it to pour, but the outer part of the lung is not really intact so much. So that apparently kshera, that's not a trefa. Meaning if the outer part is worn away, but you can still pour it as a lung, apparently the lung is still functional. So the Amar Rava says who the kaime simpona, and that's only when you have these bronchial tubes, right, that they're in existence, that they're good. Now halo kaime simponia, but if they're not. Then trefa, that is no good. Meaning that the inside of the lung, right, it tells me that it's no good. But the outside of the lung, if certain parts of the lung are missing, but the bronchial tubes are still there, then it's fine. So hachamai, so too overrated by an esrog. Now let's say the outside is kind of like messed up, but the inside is fine. Meaning the part, if you ever cut open an esrog, right, you have is a very clear delineation between the inside and the outside. You have the seeds on the inside, and then there's the fruit part. So if you're missing, like, the fruit is kind of mushy or kind of, like, not so good, but the inside is fine. So, Dilma Hassan, the Lo Shalei Be'avira, Hader Baria, maybe by the lung, right, where the air is not going to get to it, again, because the lungs are inside the animal, right, so the air is not going to get to it, so even if the lung itself is kind of deteriorated, right, it still will be fine because the bronchial tubes are in there, and it's not going to deteriorate any further because it has the air is not going to get there. So, Hader Baria, so it could be that you could heal. And that's why it's not called the treifa. The animal could theoretically get better. But over here, the shalei be'avira, where again, if you have an issue with an esrog, so the air is going to penetrate it. Right, it's outside; it's not inside in anything. The air is going to get to it. So tzruchei misrachas, we assume that it's going to rot; it's going to go bad. And odom aloshna, maybe right. There's no difference between a lung and an esrog, and that theoretically would be good. So the Gemara says, Tashma, bring a proof. Esrog tafuach saruach, kavosh shaluk, kushi lavan umnumar. Puzzle. All of those things, right, will puzzle an esrog. If it's tafuach and saruach, or different types of decay, kavosh is pickled, shaluk is cooked, kushi is black, lavan is white, right, menumar is spotted, as we said before, so all of those puzzle. Esrog kadur, if it's like a ball, right, if it's round, so that's puzzle, that is no good. And again, it doesn't look like an esrog. Yesh omim af atyom, some people say atyom, a twin. If you're like kind of like two esrogim in one, that's no good. Esrog a boser, if an esrog is a boser, which is a very young, very little type of esrog, so Rabbi Kiva posel and Chacham Machshirin. Rabbi Kiva says it's posel and Chacham Machshirin. So I should just clarify: boser is usually referring to other fruit, referring to grapes as the young. We said before that a young esrog is no good, right? They said, all right, either way, weiter. Gidlo b'tfus, let's say you grew it in a mold. V'aso kimin birya acheres, and you kind of molded the esrog, I don't know, you wanted to shape it like a grapefruit, I don't know, whatever. So that's, or some sort of, Birria usually means a creature or something. Okay, whatever. Meaning it doesn't look like an Asurg Taklas. That's possible, that's no good. Katani Minas, but again, the point of this really is that Tafluch Saruach, if it's decayed, right? Meaning two types of decay. So my love is not referring to Tafluch Mibachutz, Saruach Mibifnim, and the two types of decay are either outside or inside. Apparently you see that the if you have an Asurg who's outside, right, is no good. Right? If the outside is decayed, then it's no good. Of course, it's low. Either because no, both of them are talking about different types of decay on the outside. For Akasha, and why do you say it twice? Right, it's no difference, no problem. How the tafach afogav the losarach, how the sarach afogav the tafach. Apparently, there's two different types of decay, right, and then we're trying to exclude, right, both different kinds, right, and just simply have to mention both of them. Okay, so that we don't actually answer that shaila. In terms of what an Esrog, if it has these types of simani trefa, we don't answer whether it's good or not. Amar Mar said Esrog Kushi Puzzle. Rav said a black Esrog is no good. But Tanya did with another Bryce, a Kushi Kosher, a Doma the Kushi Puzzle, that an actual black one is good, but something that's similar to a black Esrog is no good. Right? Didn't that Bryce say? And again, Kushi really is Ethiopian. Some people say it could be Indian, but okay, either way. So what's the deal? Rabbi ki tanan nami masnisin doma lo kushi tanan. Meaning that Rabbi said that when we learned our Mishnah, right, that the halacha in our Mishnah, that we said that the kushi was no good, right, that was doma lo kushi tanan. That meant doma lo kushi, something that's similar to a kushi. And it didn't mean that esrogim that grow in Ethiopia are puzzle. It means an esrog that's like in Ethiopian is possible, i.e. a black esrog is possible. Rava says, no, halo kasha, lo kasha, halan v'halahu, that it depends. It depends on where you live. If in Bavel, where they had Ethiopian esrogim, then that's fine. In Eretz Yisrael, where they didn't, I think that's how it rolls, where they didn't, then it's no good. Meaning, in Bavel, it would be a lack of hadar. It would be fine. In Eretz Yisrael, where they didn't have the Esrogim from Ethiopia, that would be a black one would be a lack of hidur. It would be a lack of hadar. It would not be beautiful. Therefore, it would be possible. But in Bavel, where they had them, so there wasn't a lack of hadar at all, right, and then it would be totally fine. Esrog HaBoser, Rabbi Kiva Bosa L'Chacham Makshir, and again, the small, tiny Esrog, Rabbi Kiva says it's fine, Rabbi Kiva says it's not fine, and the Chacham says it's fine. Amar Rabba says, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Dovar Echad. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon agree. Rabbi Kiva had Amran, Rabbi Kiva, like we just said, right? And Rabbi Shimon Mahi, why? Which sheet of Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Kiva? The time, like we don't mention, Rabbi Shimon Poter says Rogan Makuta. Rabbi Shimon says that when an esrog is small, it's Poter from Maisa, i.e., that it's not considered to be a fruit, right? It's not legit. I mean, therefore, he agrees with Rabbi Kiva that a small, tiny esrog, right, that's not fully grown yet, right, is possible. And that's not considered to be a fruit. So when he says, Abaye said, no, Doma Lohi, no, that you should not link those two shitas, that's not actually the same shita. Because Akan Lakama Rabbi Kiva Ahokha, maybe Rabbi Kiva would only say that an Esrog that's a Boser is possible to be done Hadar Valaka, because he's missing Hadar. It's not beautiful. And Apo Hasan, but over there, by Maestros, maybe Kerabanis Rila, maybe he would agree that it actually is considered to be a fruit to be chayv and maestros. Inami, and the other way around, to say that Adkan lo kamar Rabbi Shimon also, maybe Rabbi Shimon only said over there that it's not chayv and maestros because of the chtiv, aser taser is called to azarecha, and parshas re'e, that you have to be ma'aser, you have to take maestro from all of your grains, i.e., kiderach shebnei adam motzim lezriya, right, just like when you chayv and maestros, when you take stuff out for planting, when the thing can actually, meaning it's developed properly, meaning to create a seed that would then result in more fruit. And therefore, right, if it's too small, if it's a boser, then it's not fully developed, right? It can't actually make other trees, so it would not be chayv and maestros. Maybe he holds other rabbanon that a boser esrog is kosher for an esrog and doesn't necessarily agree with Rabbi Kiva at all. Like Gemara says, v'sulo midi, and there's nothing to add because, yeah, in Echanami, that's not actually the same shita, it's not actually the same inyan whatsoever. Okay. Gadlo b'tfuz, v'asau k'min birya, acher is possible. Again, we're going through this price that we quoted before. Right? If you put it in a mold, and you shape the esrog into some other type of creature, literally, but there's some other type of fruit, perhaps, it is possible. Amarava, Rava says, Lo shana ela kamidriya cheres, ava kapriyaso kasher. If you made it like its own species, meaning you molded it into like a beautiful esrog, then it's fine. So Gemara says, well, pshita, kamidriya acheres tanya, right? The Brisa says, like another birya, like another species. If you molded it into a nice esrog, so that's fine. So Gemara says, Lo tsucha dadifa tfeitve, dafi dafi. No, the case is, by an esrog where, for whatever reason, you shaped it into something, a daf is literally a plank of wood, but here it means it had some sort of ridges on the outside, some sort of, I don't know why you would do this, but again, it looks like an esrog, but it has some sort of like weird ridges on the outside, right, even though it's a strange esrog, so that would be kosher. Itmar, it was said, etrog shenekveu achbarim. Let's say an esrog was bitten by mice. So Amarav, inze hadar, right, it's not hadar, and therefore, it's not beautiful, therefore, it's possible. And is that really true? Rabbi Chanina, matro beiv, nothing. But didn't Rabbi Chanina, we learned, Rabbi Chanina would dip his esrog in some sort of dipping sauce, and he would bite it, right, and he would eat it, and then he would use it for the mitzvah. So Gemara says, well, before we get to this issue of Rav, Rabbi Chanina, kasha masnisa, Rabbi Chanina has bigger cap problems, right, because the Mishnah said that if an esrog is chaser, right, that's possible. So obviously, take a bite out of it, it's obviously missing some stuff. So when it says, Bishlama Masisa and Rabbi Chanina Lakasha. So first of all, Rabbi Chanina can get out of the Mishnah. Why? Because Kambiyantav Rishon, Kambiyantav Sheni. That only on Yantav Rishon do we require that an esrog be complete. But Yantav Sheni, right, we do not, because again, it requires to be the whole issue of Lachem, right, if you remember. No, not Lachem, I take it back. Right, what was it? It was Ulakachtem. Right, lekichatama, that you have to take a complete esrog, right? But on the second day, there's no issue of ulkachtem. Al Rav Kasha, aye, but it's still not beautiful. So Rav, shaynech parim dimiisi. Then Rav, no, Rav doesn't say that an esrog that was bitten by mice is not complete and therefore is not hadar. But it's disgusting because mice are disgusting. Right, so that's a person takes a bite out of it. Right, that's not necessarily as disgusting as mice. Igadamri, some people say that no, Amarav, Hadar, meaning that it is beautiful. Zeh Hadar, meaning that it is beautiful. Right, Rabbi Chanina, Matva Bey, Benafik Bey, if he bit it, right, it would be fine. Right, he used to bite it and he used to use it for the mitzvah. Ayala Chamanina Kasha Maslisan, Hakar Rabbi Chanina did this according to the Mishnah, Lokasha, Kamiyat the Rish, and Kamiyat of Shani. Right, that's the same back and forth as before, but here, according to this understanding, so Rav says, that an esrog that was eaten by mice is fine, and he proves it from the fact that Rabbi Chanina would be yotzei his mitzvah with the esrog. Okay, after biting it. Now the Mishnah said esrog katan, what about a small esrog? Again, that was mechokas in size. Rabbi Meir said it was like an egos. Rabbi Yehuda said it could be like a kebetza. Amar Rafim Bar Papa, Rafim Bar Papa, right? One of the Bar Papas we mentioned at the end by Asiyam. Kamachokas kan kach machokas ba'avanim mekur zolios. Very interesting machlokas, right? Not necessarily related, but you have the same shitas, you have the same sizes and the same opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda by a different, completely different case. We said, if you remember back in Masechta Shabbos, that it was mutter to take, it wasn't an issue of muktzah or of muktzah, to take stones to the bathroom. Back in the day, they used to wipe with stones. Again, they didn't have toilet paper, obviously. So they said that the size of the stones that you're allowed to take, right, is a machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as well. The Tanya was learned in a brisa. B'Shabbos shalosh avanim mukurzolos mutra lahachnis the beis akise. You're allowed to take three stones with you into the bathroom. The kamei shiurah, and how big? So Rabbi Meir Omer Kegos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebetza, right, the same shitas, the same sizes as we had here. Ubagalok the sheyochas, right, how big can it be, right, enough if you can hold it with two hands, two of them in one hand, sorry. That's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi had said, no, there's no shear, right, Tanya, within the rest of Rabbi Yossi, Maisa, Rabbi Kiva, there's a story with Rabbi Kiva, Shabbat, is a Knesset, Esrogo, Oksefo. Rabbi Kiva once showed up with an Esrog on his shoulder. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Misham Raya, that's not a proof. Afim Amrulo, Ein Zehadar, right, the people there in the base medrash made fun of him. They said, that's not Hidur Mitzvah. Right, so that's not a proof at all. Okay, let's do the Mishnah, and just a little bit of the Gemara. Ein Ogden Es Alulav El Mimino, this we saw before, you can only wrap the lulav with its own species, different Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Afilu B'chut B'mashicha, you can even take it with a string. You can even take it with a chut with some sort of string, string. Maisa b'anshei Yerushalayim, there's a story that happened in Yerushalayim, Shayu Ognes Lulavim b'Gimonios Shel Zahav. They used to wrap their Lulavim with some sort of gold wrap, some sort of gold string, and Amrulo, and they said to him, B'mino Hayu Ognin Oso Melamata. That the meaning they said, meaning Rabbi Meir is trying to prove that you use another shear, another species, another, you know, because they used to wrap with gold. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Meir, no, they used to bind it with Ugdano Salamata, Bimino. They would used to use the Lulav's own species underneath it, two ways to understand Milamata, meaning either on the bottom or underneath the gold. Meaning either way, the gold was not a crucial binding, meaning even if you understand that the wrapping that did was on the bottom, so that was the ikar wrapping, and just the gold was just decorative. But either way, okay. Amar Rava, Rava just says, and we'll stop for a couple of lines here. My time is Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi, no, a skip line. I feel the sieve, even with a sieve, even with the bottom, the vines that grow out of the palm tree. I feel the ikar dikla, even with the bottom of the palm tree, and you can bind it with all of any part of the palm tree. Amar Rava, Rava says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Kasavar, because he holds the lulav tzarech eged, he holds that it's crucial to bind the lulav together, and if you bring another mina, if you bring another species there, so then you get five instead of four. Okay, Rav is going to prove where he knows this from, but that's going to take us on to Amud Aleph, and we'll do that tomorrow. It's a shame. Have a great day or night, but I'm already listening to this.